The Outsiders, Chapter 2, page 24, fourth paragraph. Dally wiped the coke off his face with his sleeve and smiled dangerously. If I had been Cherry, I would have beat it out of there. I knew that smile. Fiery, huh? Well, that's the way I like him. He started to put his arm around her, but Johnny reached over and stopped him. Leave her alone, Dally. Huh? Dally was taken off guard. He stared at Johnny in disbelief. Johnny couldn't say boo to a goose. Johnny gulped and got a little pale, but he said, You heard me. Leave her alone. Dallas scowled for a second. If it had been me, or Two-Bit, or Soda, or Steve, or anyone but Johnny, Dally would have flattened him without a moment's hesitation. You just didn't tell Dally Winston what to do. One time, in a dime store, a guy told him to move over at the candy counter. Dally had turned around and belted him so hard it knocked a tooth loose. A complete stranger, too. But Johnny was the gang's pet, and Dally just couldn't hit him. He was Dally's pet, too. Dally got up and stalked off, his fists jammed in his pockets and a frown on his face. He didn't come back. Cherry sighed in relief. Thanks. He had me scared to death. Johnny managed an admiring grin. You sure didn't show it. Nobody talks to Dally like that. She smiled. From what I saw, you do. Johnny's ears got red. I was still staring at him. It had taken more than nerve for him to say what he'd said to Dally. Johnny worshipped the ground Dallas walked on, and I had never heard Johnny talk back to anyone, much less his hero. Marcia grinned at us. She was a little smaller than Cherry. She was cute, but that Cherry Valance was a real looker. Y'all sit up here with us. You can protect us. Johnny and I looked at each other. He grinned suddenly, raising his eyebrows so that they disappeared under his bangs. Would we ever have something to tell the boys, his eyes said plainly. We had picked up two girls, and classy ones at that. Not any greaser broads for us, but real socias. Soda would flip when I told him. Okay, I said nonchalantly. Might as well. I sat between them, and Johnny sat next to Cherry. How old are y'all? Marcia asked. 14, I said. 16, said Johnny. That's funny, Marcia said. I thought you were both 16, Cherry finished for her. I was grateful. Johnny looked 14 and he knew it, and it bugged him something awful. Johnny grinned. How come y'all ain't scared of us like you were, Dally? Cherry sighed. You two were too sweet to scare anyone. First of all, you didn't join in Dallas's dirty talk, and you made him leave us alone. And when we asked you to sit up here with us, you didn't act like it was an invitation to make out for the night. Besides that, I've heard about Dallas Winston, and he looked as hard as nails and twice as tough. And you two don't look mean. Sure, I said tiredly. We're young and innocent. No, Cherry said slowly, looking at me carefully. Not innocent. You've seen too much to be innocent. Just not dirty. Dally's okay, Johnny said defensively, and I nodded. You take up for your buddies, no matter what they do. When you're a gang, you stick up for the members. If you don't stick up for them, stick together, make like brothers, it isn't a gang anymore. It's a pack. A snarling, distrustful, bickering pack like the socias in their social clubs, or the street gangs in New York, or the wolves in the timber. He's tough, but he's a cool old guy. He'd leave you alone if he knew you, I said. And that was true. When Steve's cousin from Kansas came down, Dally was decent to her and watched his swearing. We all did around nice girls who were the cousinly type. I don't know how to explain it. We try to be nice to the girls we see once in a while, like cousins or the girls in class, but we still watch a nice girl go by on a street corner and say all kinds of lousy stuff about her. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. Well, Marcia said with finality, I'm glad he doesn't know us. I kind of admire him, Cherry said softly, so only I heard, and then we settled down to watch the movie. Oh yeah, we found out why they were there without a car. They'd come with their boyfriends, but walked out on them when they found out the boys had brought some booze along. The boys had gotten angry and left. I don't care if they did. Cherry sounded annoyed. It's not my idea of a good time to sit in a drive-in and watch people get drunk. You could tell by the way she said it that her idea of a good time was probably high class and probably expensive. They'd decided to stay and see the movie anyway. It was one of those beach party movies with no plot and no acting, but a lot of girls in bikinis and some swinging songs, so it was all right. We were all four sitting there in silence, when suddenly a strong hand came down on Johnny's shoulder and another on mine, and a deep voice said, "Okay, greasers, you've had it." I almost jumped out of my skin. It was like having someone leap out from behind a door and yell, "Boo!" at you. I looked fearfully over my shoulder, and there was Two-Bit grinning like a Chessie cat. "Glory, Two-Bit, scare us to death." He was good at voice imitations, and it sounded for all the world like a snarling Soch. Then I looked at Johnny. His eyes were shut, and he was as white as a ghost. His breath was coming in smothered gasps. Two-Bit knew better than to scare Johnny like that. I guess he'd forgotten. He's kind of scatterbrained. Johnny opened his eyes and said weakly, "Hey, Two-Bit." Two-Bit messed up his hair. "Sorry, kid," he said. "I forgot." He climbed over the chair and plopped down beside Marcia. "Who's this, your great aunt's?" "Great-grandmother's twice removed," Cherry said smoothly. I couldn't tell if Two-Bit was drunk or not. It's kind of hard to tell with him. He acts boozed up sometimes, even when he's sober. He cocked one eyebrow up and the other down, which he always does when something puzzles him, or bothers him, or when he feels like saying something smart. "Shoot, you're 96 if you're a day." "I'm a knight," Marcia said brightly. Two-Bit stared at her admiringly. "Brother, you're a sharp one. Where'd you two ever get to be picked up by a couple of greasy hoods like Pony and Johnny?" "We really picked them up," Marcia said. "We're really Arabian slave traders, and we're thinking about shanghaiing them. They're worth 10 camels apiece at least." "5, Two-Bit disagreed. "They don't talk Arabian, I don't think. Say something in Arabian, Johnny Cake." "Ah, cut it out," Johnny broke in. "Dally was bothering them, and when he left, they wanted us to sit with them to protect them. Against wise-cracking greasers like you, probably." Two-Bit grinned, because Johnny didn't usually get sassy like that. "We thought we were doing good if we could get him to talk at all. Incidentally, we don't mind being called greaser by another greaser. It's kind of playful, then." "Hey, where is old Dally, anyways?" "He went hunting some action. Booze or dames or a fight. I hope he don't get jailed again. He just got out." "He'll probably find the fight," Two-Bit stated cheerfully. "That's why I came over. Mr. Timothy Shepherd and company are looking for whoever so kindly slashed their car's tires. And since Mr. Curly Shepherd spotted Dallas doing it, well, does Dally have a blade?" "Not that I know of," I said. "I think he's got a piece of pipe, but he busted his blade this morning." "Good. Tim will fight fair if Dally don't pull a blade on him. Dally shouldn't have any trouble." Cherry and Marcia were staring at us. "You don't believe in playing rough or anything, do you?" "A fair fight isn't rough," Two-Bit said. "Blades are rough. So are chains and heaters and pool sticks and rumbles. Skin fighting isn't rough. Blows off steam better than anything. There's nothing wrong with throwing a few punches. Soches are rough. They gang up on one or two, or they rumble each other with their social clubs. Us greasers usually stick together. But when we do fight among ourselves, it's a fair fight between two. And Dally deserves whatever he gets, 'cause slash tires ain't no joke when you've got to work to pay for 'em. He got spotted, too, and that was his fault. Our one rule, besides stick together, is don't get caught. He might get beat up, he might not. Either way, there's not going to be any blood feud between our outfit and Shepherd's. If we needed them tomorrow, they'd show. Tim beats Dally's head in, and then tomorrow asks us for help in a rumble. We'll show. Dally was getting kicks. He got caught. He pays up. No sweat. Yeah, boy, Cherry said sarcastically. Real simple. Sure, Marcia said unconcerned. If he gets killed or something, you just bury him. No sweat. You dig okay, baby. Two-Bit grinned and lit a cigarette. Anyone want a weed?